And this is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Lawmakers and law enforcement officials will roll out a package of bills this afternoon meant to help reduce gun-related violence in Rhode Island. Weapon sales, background checks, and mental health are all among the issues covered in the 9-bill package. The legislation comes in response to concerns raised by the school shooting last year in Newtown, Connecticut. The tragic incident claimed 26 lives, many of them children, and led to tighter gun control legislation in Connecticut. Same-sex marriage is likely to get a vote in the state Senate when lawmakers return from their spring recess. That's the word from the office of State Senate President Teresa Piva-Weed, who's considered an opponent of gay marriage. The same-sex marriage bill first has to clear the Senate Judiciary Committee, and lawmakers are expected to take up the measure before the end of April. In related news, the Warwick City Council has voted unanimously to back same-sex marriage legislation. East Providence City Councilors have sent a similar resolution to state lawmakers. The budget commission that's running the city of Woonsocket has asked area lawmakers to introduce a bill that would authorize a $2.5 million supplemental tax increase. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick reports, it's part of a plan to bail out the financially distressed community.
The average Woonsocket resident would pay an additional $150 in property taxes and $90 in vehicle taxes under terms of a supplemental tax bill introduced by two state lawmakers. The aim is to raise $2.5 million. It's part of a larger plan to erase a $17 million deficit over the next 5 years. Woonsocket City Council President John Ward says he expects the General Assembly to turn down the request if other parts of the deficit closure plan, such as union concessions, cannot be agreed on.
I think it does have a chance, but one of the things the delegation is looking for is some relative certainty that the other component parts of the plan are assured, that being the negotiations with the unions and the negotiations with retirees over their COLA and health benefits.
COLA refers to cost of living adjustments. Last year, a supplemental tax fix for the city of Woonsocket failed to garner legislative support when Representative Lisa Baldelli Hunt led opposition to it. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And in Cranston, Mayor Alan Fung has announced an agreement to improve the condition of one of the worst-funded municipal pensions in Rhode Island. Fung says the deal will save Cranston $6.5 million in pension costs over the next fiscal year while solving what he calls a lingering problem.
This issue has been an albatross over the city for decades, close to half a century. And this agreement shows the progress that can be made when all parties come together in a spirit of cooperation.
Cranston's locally administered police and firefighter pension has less than 20% of the money it needs to meet long-term obligations. Fung says the agreement will fully fund the pension over a 30-year period. The agreement includes a long-term cap on cost of living adjustments for retirees and an elimination of COLAs in 5 of the first 10 years of the deal. The head of the Cranston Firefighters Union, Paul Valletta, says some workers will lose thousands of dollars in benefits under the agreement, but he says his membership recognized the deal was necessary for Cranston's fiscal health.